Sabbath School Lessons from the Bible. The Promise, God's Everlasting Covenant. How can it be that the Most High of the universe is willing to make a covenant with you? How can it happen that a relationship with your Creator may succeed? Tuesday, God and humankind together. Now we read about the creation of Adam and Eve. And what do we read in the next verse, next one, after they had been created? Genesis 1, verse 28. And God blessed them. That's the first thing we're going to read. He created them, male and female, and God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. He blessed them. And said, be fruitful and multiply. And that's his plan. He wants them to be multiplied. And then we hear in the next verse, 29, and God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. And the word meat here in the old sense means to live on it, for eating, something to eat. So not flesh or something like that, or muscles or anything of this kind. Now, God's first words to humans, be blessed. And here we see his attitude towards us. He made us in order that we are blessed. If we act according to his plan, to his will, he's our inventor, he's our creator. And even if someone invents a machine, then he will write down some words how to handle this machine, what it needs for service, if it needs oil or electricity or whatever, how can you work with it in such a way that it's a blessing for you. And if there are any dangers, it will be written there. And if you act according to this description, you are on a fine tour. But if you just do whatever you want to do. Once we bought a mixer for a blender for our mother-in-law, my mother-in-law, and brought it, unwrapped it, put it there, and then we did the following. We started it. And this was a mistake. And then we heard. And then we read in the description, never start it without anything in it. Because otherwise, because of the air that sucks the little cap on top down there, it jumped up, turned around, and jumped into it and was made into tiny pieces. So we just, in 1 second, everything was over. We hadn't looked how we should handle it. We thought, well, a blender, I know how a blender works. Vroom! Yeah? But never do this without anything in it, was written there. We read it too late. And many people read too late about their human appearance, how they should handle their life. Because you find it in the Bible. Trust your Creator, love Him, and obey His commandments, so that you are not mixed and crashed, and in the end, you die. But God wants you to live. Thank you.